Matthew 7, you can take your pick. And children and young people, if you want to come to the front, I need some help. So if you want to come and sit at the front, that'd be really helpful. You'll get front eye view and you get to do some exciting stuff a little bit later on as well. So come and sit up the front if you'd like to and join in some of the fun that we have going on. Bit too keen. There we go. Well, I don't know whether you've established or worked out that this is the first of several weeks we're going to do about exciting or some of the greatest stories ever told. Stories that are not just kind of great stories and helpful and lovely pictures and a bit of fun, but these are stories with a lesson or with a point. There's something for us to learn. So are you ready to listen and learn?
Yeah!
Brilliant. There's one. It's great. Is anybody else ready to listen and learn? Good. So listen up, because there is a point to this story. There is something that we need to learn, and at the end of it, we need to think through. But to help us do that, I'm going to teach you a song. And this is a song. This is a song about what we're going to learn. It's a song about how we listen and do. And the song is called I Like the Bible, and it's going to come up on the screen, and it goes a bit like this. I've got my professional drummer with me. Josiah's going to play. Here we go, third time. The song goes like this. It goes, I like the Bible. I like the Bible because I read it and I do it. I read it and I do it. I like the Bible. I like the Bible, so I read it and I do it. Do you think you can learn that? Let's give it a go. Here we go. After three. One, two, three, go. I like the Bible. I like the Bible, so I read it and I do it. I read it and I do it. I like the Bible. I like the Bible, so I read it and I do it. Again, I like the Bible. I like the Bible, so I read it and I do it. I read it and I do it. I like the Bible. I like the Bible, so I read it and I do it. Well done, well done. Don't encourage him too much. Trust me, he'll carry on. So today's story is about not just that we listen, but it's whether we do it as well. But I've got a friend who's late already, and he said he'd come and help me. His name's CJ, and he's a bit deaf, and to be honest with you, he's pretty rubbish at listening, let alone doing. So we're going to call out his names. Can you call out CJ for me? One, two, three.
CJ!
And there's no chance he's getting... He's way down there, probably, somewhere. There's a... Do you know there's rooms down here? Anyway, let's do it a little bit louder. One, two, three. Oh, come on. Okay, that's great for the children. The adults, I can't hear you at all, okay? There's no chance. One, two, three.
I like the Bible. I like the Bible because I read it and I do it.
CJ, look. Oh, take your headphones off and listen. You're late. I wanted you here at least 15 minutes ago. Look, I'm glad that you've been listening to some funky tunes on the radio. But anyway, we've got stuff to teach them. I've got the greatest story ever to tell them today.
Cool. I love great stories. Do they have superpowers?
I'm afraid there's no superpowers in this story.
Amazing weapons and battle scenes.
No, there are no weapons and battle scenes in this story, I'm afraid. But anyway, it is a great story, and the whole point of this story is to teach us a really important lesson. An important lesson about how we live our lives today. But let me tell you what Jesus did. You see, Jesus had loads of followers. Look around, there's lots of you. And he invited people to come up to a hill one day. It was a mount. I guess it's the bottom of a big hill. And as he sat there, or he sat down actually, as he was looking down on everybody... Someone booby-trapped this for me. Here we go. As he was on the top of the mount, he did a talk, which was a sermon. And we know this as the Sermon on the Mount, CJ.
Yep.
So Jesus was at the top of the mount, and he told his followers about how they needed to live differently in their lives. They needed to be different from the rest of the world.
Yeah, wearing socks and sandals.
No, it wasn't about wearing socks and sandals. Look, mums and dads, if you turn to Luke chapter 6, you'll see some of the things that Jesus told people to do that made us live differently. What kind of things are in the sermon? This is your chance to do a bit of skimming. What kind of things do you... Some of you, I'm hoping, won't even need to look at the Sermon on the Mount because you've been listening and doing them. Anyway, what kind of things are in the Sermon on the Mount that we should have been listening to by the time we get to the story of the wise and foolish builder? I heard from over there, I don't know who it was. Don't judge people. Don't judge people. Actually love them. Loving people like a friend. Brilliant. Well done, Robin. Any others? What other stuff? Have a look at Luke 6 and skim with me some of the Bible passages. What was the sermon all about? Praying. Do you know what there was? The Lord's Prayer was in there. This is the point at which they do. What else is in the Sermon on the Mount? The Beatitudes. Being different. Blessed are those who are poor in spirit. Blessed are those. So we've got a whole bunch of things that are challenging us to live differently, to be different. So, in the sermon, what else is in this sermon? Love your enemies. A challenge. Do you know what? This is coming off the back of people kind of going, I think people were following Jesus and they were being nice. They were doing good things. They were following the Ten Commandments. They weren't killing people. They weren't lying. They weren't stealing. They were honoring their mother and their father. They were doing those kind of things, or at least they think they were doing those things, ticking them off. But Jesus said to them, hang on a second. If you're angry with your brother, it's like murdering them in your heart. If you talk badly, don't just kind of treat people badly if they're nasty and love the nice people. I want you to love your enemies. Can you see how radical and how different the sermon was, CJ?
Yeah. When's the story?
Oh, all right. We're getting to the story, this parable that was told by Jesus. Well, the story came at the end. And the story was about two builders.
Bob the Builder, can he fix it? Bob the Builder, yes he can.
Okay, yes, it wasn't about Bob the Builder, but yes, it was about two people who were building. So, CJ, can you go and get your builder's costume on? And I need another helper to be the other builder. Young lady, would you like to come up to the front? In fact, come up to the front. I could do with another pair of hands. Jaden, you come up to the front as well. And I'm going to give you a crash helmet. Here we go. Safety hat. That'll fit on you like that. And here you go. Here's a safety bib. You wear the safety bib and be safe. And so we have a story about two builders. The question is, what are the two builders going to be doing? Okay, builders over here. And you're going to be building your house in this direction. Have you built a house before?
No.
No, you've not built it. Have you built a house before?
No.
No, great. That doesn't kind of bode well anyway. Okay, but we're going to build a house. So do you know, what do you need for building a house?
Bricks.
We need some bricks. Good. Have you got any bricks? Have you seen any bricks?
Nope.
No, we're in trouble there. Okay. Look what we found. We've found some bricks. Well, I wonder in a minute whether you could help me build a house. So, one builder and... Oh, CJ, where are you? Come on, look. I haven't got time for all of this. Come on, CJ. We need you to be ready for building a house.
Hello.
Oh, he's just... What's he doing? Look, CJ, I told you I wanted you to be ready, listening... and doing. So I asked you to get ready with your builder's gear on. Look, there's your hat. Here's your Honeyviz jacket. Oh, I don't know. He just never does what we ask him to do. Look, today is about building and doing. So the challenge is this, boys and girls. CJ, are you ready?
Yep.
Are you up for the challenge?
Always.
Always. Okay. After three, I want you to build a house or with bricks on there while we sing a song. I wonder whether, actually, Paul, can you come and help them make a little bit of a house? That'd be great. CJ, off you go. On your marks. Get set. Ready. Yeah. Go. And so as they build the house, each one building their house, listening and doing what we've asked them to do.
There is a roof just above me. It's great.
And in the meantime, we're going to remind you of that song. Just like, go.
I like the Bible. I like the Bible because I read it and I do it. I read it and I do it. I like the Bible. I like the Bible, so I read it and I do it
again.
I like the Bible. I like the Bible, so I read it and I do it. I read it and I do it. I like the Bible. I like the Bible, so I read it and I do it.
And so we have our houses built. Look at this. Give them a round of applause. Well done, master builders, looking solid, firm, and like it's not going very far. CJ, oh my word, I wonder how you're doing. CJ, how are you doing? Have you finished?
Yep.
Excellent. Is your house as good as theirs?
Yep, even better.
Even better than theirs. All right, let's see. I need some muscles, Paul. Come give me a hand. We're going to have... hang on. CJ, have you been using this tractor?
Maybe.
I hope you didn't get it from the A26. They need all the help they can get. Hopefully it'll get finished shortly. All right, carefully.
Got it?
Yeah. Slowly, backwards towards me on the table. Here we go. Look.
Ta-da.
Give them all a round of applause. Well done. And so we have two houses. CJ, this is looking great. They both look pretty smart. Do you think they're both looking good?
Yeah.
They look good, don't they? They look excellent. Well, well done for making them. But the problem in the story is this. What happens next, you know? What happens next in the story? Can you remember? What happens next in the story?
Rain.
Connor?
It starts to rain.
It not only starts to rain, but it rains and rains and rains and rains. What? Oi! What's going on? Stop it! Stop it! Oh my word. Look. It's okay. It's okay. He's gone. He's gone. Look, can you hold on to that for me, please? Anyway, you see, what happened is it rained and it rained and it rained. And it rained so... Look! Okay, enough! Stop! No, not you! Look. Shh! Okay. It's... Goodness me. So... Just leave the hat. Just leave the hat. It's fine. It's fine. So, it rained and it rained and it rained. Oh, look. No. Stop. Enough. Okay. That's it. No. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Okay. I need poor Feezy, who is a master of these things, to come up. Actually, Connor, why don't you come up? Connor, Paul, I'm going to need you to do something else, I'm afraid. No, don't stop it, don't stop it. And so what happens in our story is this. I want you to turn around. Paul Feezy, come around this side. And I want you to turn around and I want you to shoot the base of the houses. What happens next? We're in the base, the base, the base, the base. Shoot the rock, shoot the sand, the sand. Just pump it, pump it, pump it. We could be here for weeks, Connor. What are you like? Mum's not taught him how to use a water pistol. It's running out of water. No, it's working. All right, here we go. Go on, shoot it. Here we go. They shot, and this one, shoot this one. That's it, shoot it. You see, as the rain came down and the floods came up, what happened to the two houses? What happened to the two houses? What happened? Here we go. Keep going. Last bit. Oh! Give him a round of applause. Well done. Enough. Great, Connor. Put it down. Well done. Okay. Now, builders and CJ, did you see what happened to your house?
Yep.
It died. It's not looking very good. Now, why is that? Connor, why did that house fall down and this one... Sorry, Jaden. Why did this house fall down and this one not fall down?
Because it had sand on the bottom and that one had brick on the bottom.
Well done. So, CJ, what do we learn from today's parable? What do we learn from today's story with a message in it?
Never build your house on sand.
Never build your house on sand. Is that what we're supposed to learn?
Yes.
Well, we are, but what is the sand that people build their lives on? And notice that the other house is a rock. It's a rock and it's not going to move. The lesson is not about how we build our houses, but how we build our...
Yes.
Our faith in Jesus. It's our lives. And so the question is this, are you building your life on the rock, on Jesus, listening to what he's been teaching us, showing us how we should live, and therefore building brick by brick, little by little. And each of these bricks reminds us that we love our enemies. Each of the bricks reminds us that actually we are different, like salt and light. We are different, each of these bricks, building up a house that will stand firm. Give them a round of applause. Well done. Jaden, go and sit down. But as we finish, I want to ask you the question. You know, this story is really helpful for us, but we need to remember it's the end of the sermon. It's the end of the Sermon on the Mount. So the first question I have is this. Is if you haven't listened to the first half of the Sermon on the Mount, if you've not been listening to Jesus up until this point, then actually you're not even in the story. You not even have a chance to be wise. We need to be listening to what Jesus has been teaching us. So the first thing is this, is do you listen to what Jesus is saying?
Yes!
Brilliant! Mums and dads, it's holiday time. If you're a bit like me, your routine has all been messed up. Grandma and Grandpa, I don't know whether you're on holiday. This is a great opportunity for us to remind ourselves. It's not the time to break with our Bible reading. This is our time to spend more time sitting under Jesus' teaching, listening to what he has to say, and then doing it. So the challenge I want to give you is this, is over the summertime, boys and girls, will you read your Bible a bit more? Will you ask your mums and dads to read the Bible a bit more with you? Because as you read more and more, then at least you've listened to what Jesus has to say. I don't know about some of the things that you do, but I have a Bible reading app that helps me to read the Bible in a year. It's amazing what you can do nowadays, and it's really accessible. On your phone, download, I've got Murray McChain, I've got a Bible reading app, and I can do it every single day. If I skip a day, don't worry, I need to go back to it. It's there still to remind me. Have you ever come across Heads Up? It's a game about Bible. It teaches you about the Bible. What you do is you have on your forehead, it's a story, a Bible story, and you have to guess what it is as people describe it. And if you get it right, you tip it forward and then you get another one. It's just playing a game that helps us to love God's word and to listen to it regularly. I don't know whether you do other things like you do memory verses. Do you do a memory verse? How about trying to read through Matthew 7 or Luke 6 and actually memorizing the Sermon on the Mount? remembering those stories. Go through them with your children, with your families. Maybe go through it with your grandchildren. Maybe just go through it with your wife or a friend. Wouldn't it be great if this summer was littered with opportunities to listen to Jesus and his teaching? But we need to remember that it's not just about listening. It's about... what's it about?
Jesus.
It's about Jesus, and it's about listening, but we need to...
do.
It's not just about listening. The wise man is someone who listens and does. One last time. I like the Bible because I read it and I do it. One, two, three, let's go. I like the Bible. I like the Bible because I read it and I do it. I read it and I do it. I like the Bible. I like the Bible, so I read it and I do it. And again, I when I'm reading through it, when I'm reading through it, I read it and I do it. I obey what I have heard. I'm a doer of the word, and I like the Bible. And so actually this holiday time, why don't you challenge yourself to actually have a list of do's? I don't know whether you do this. When you read the Bible, I often tick it off and go, I've done my Bible reading today. That was brilliant. Why don't you actually write a list of, so what do I do in response to what this has challenged me? Have a list of do's. You might not be able to do them that day, but actually as you think about them and as you daily go back to them and remind yourself, maybe you'll be living as Jesus intended us to do in the Sermon on the Mount. But we need help to do this, so we're going to ask for God and his Holy Spirit to help us. Let's put our hands together, our eyes closed, and we're going to pray and ask for God's help to be doers of the word. Are you ready? Hands together, eyes closed, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us. We thank you that you communicate with us. And we thank you that Jesus taught us so much, particularly in the Sermon on the Mount. Help us not just to be hearers, but actually be doers. Help us not to be foolish like that silly man who built his house on the sand, but help us to be wise like those two children who built their house on the rock. Help us to do that in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. I agree. Amen.